Okay, so we're holding over here by Siman Reish Beis Siv Zayin. So as we're going through the Siman, we're discussing what's considered a pre. In order to be able to make the bracha, bari pri ha'etz, bari pri ha'adama. So we started off in the beginning of the Siman, at what size does it have to grow? At what point in its growth is it considered a pre? Then we went on to discussing different dinim about bari pri hagafen, what gets the chashivus pri hagafen. And then we continued about the different parts of a fruit or a tree, that some of them will have the main bracha bari pri ha'etz or bari pri hadama, and some of them will go down, some parts will go down a level to hadama or to shahakol, or some automatically will be shahak. That's what we've been discussing until now. Now, in Siv Zayin, we're talking about where we have a fruit, we took a fruit or a vegetable, and I'm changing it from the way it is, it's changing it, doing a change to it, in a way that perhaps it's going to lose its shem pri, the chashiv, the chashivus of a pri, and therefore the bracha may change. So again, I just want to, I don't want to lose the other, but I want to point out a few gemaras and background to this, which I think will give you the ability to be able to figure out the halacha in many other cases. So we have one gemara talks about kimcha d'chidi. Gemara d'avlam v'avam na'al talks about flour. So how do you make flour? We take the chidi, you take the wheat, you grind it into a powder. It's flour. So I took chitim, which were beautiful chitim, I ground it, and now I have flour. From the flour, I'm making a cake. But at the point where it's flour, let's say we want to eat this flour. So the Gemara brings down a machlekes, whether it's shahakol or bari pri adama. The Gemara then continues, the Gemara says that what would be the svara, what would be the svara to say that it should not be ha'adama, chitim grow on the ground? What's the svar to say that it should be shahakol? So Gemara says, because it was ishtani, it was changed. It was changed from a chita to flour. So Gemara says, big deal. Shemet zayis, we've been speaking about shemet zayis. I took an olive, I squeezed it, and I make a bari pri ha'etz on the olive oil. So you see, change doesn't really make such a big difference. So why, when I grind that chita, should there be a mandamo who says shakal? So the Gemara says a teretz. The Gemara says, me dummy, are they similar? A zayis, an olive, when I crush an olive for the oil, I'm bringing it now to its complete stage. Olives are grown for olive oil. So when I squeeze the olive, I brought it to its iluyachrin, I brought it to its milo, to what it was created for. As opposed to the chitim, when I grind the chitim and make it into flour, it hasn't yet reached its milo. It's in an in-between stage. It was a chita, if I would eat chita alone, it would be ha'adama. But its milo is taking the chita, making flour, and then making a cake, making bread. Making bread is its milo. So right now it's an in-between stage. So because it's in between stage, it's not the chita, not the bread, therefore shak. That's what the Gemara says. I'm going to read you Rashi. Rashi is very, very clear. Rashi says, Hilkach, yotza michlal pri, this chita is no longer a pri, ulichlal derech achilas eleba, but didn't reach yet the derech of the way you eat this chita, hasn't been yet made into bread. As opposed to shemen, miyad ba b'shinuya lichlal derech achilasa. As soon as I crushed the oil, now it reached its derech achila, which is the olive oil. I could stop over here, and this is where the Rabbeinu Yehuda does stop, making the chilek is, did it reach its milo or not? Rashi adds now a few more words. Rashi says, v'ika pri lekach not uhu, hoka prihu. Shemen zayis was planted for this. Not just that it reached its spitz, it reached its milo, but more than that. And the creation of the olive, the planting of the olive, is for its oil. And that's what gives it now the shame pre-oates. Halacha l'maisa, we pass from like Rav Nachman, that one would decide to eat flour, the bracha is shahakol mi'avitvar. Now, we have a second Gemara, and Daflam Chesel and Al. The Gemara up there talks about something called Trima. What's Trima? So Rashi says here, listen to the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says Trima is Kol Dova HaKotosh Kitzas, something which is cut up. Kotosh means blended or cut up. Kitzas Ve'enai Merusik, but it's not mashed. It's not totally broken into very small pieces. So it's Kotosh Kitzas, but not Merusik. So on that, the Gemara says, what's the bracha? Something, if I take a fruit or take a vegetable and I cut it up, katush kitzas, the small pieces, but it's not merusak, it's not mashed or smashed or crushed, what's the bracha? So the Gemara goes on that Rav wasn't sure what bracha to make, it's misufik, if it should be shahakal or the regular bracha, adam or eitz. In other words, that which I break it up doesn't lose. So the Gemara comes out over there, the Gemara says, Asvara, the Gemara says, V'hilchas ha-tamri v'abdinu trima, if I take tamari, if I take dates, and I make this mashed date mixture, I mash the dates, and I make a dough out of it, the halach is, V'varchin alayu bari priyoyitz. Make bari priyoyitz. My timer, says the Gemara, what's the reason? V'milsayu kaimi kidmei kara. It still is the way it was before. It still remains the same way, which is interesting. What's going on over here? So, from the first Gemara we mentioned, and Daflam, Vavam, and Aleph, over there we saw that if I crush a pre, it loses its shame pre, unless it was planted for that, right? That was the insight. The difference between the Chitim and the Shemen Zayis was that even though I crushed it, but because I crushed it, it lost the shame pre, and that's why on kimcha and flour you make a shakal, except for Shem Zayis, that's what it was planted for. And the Aflam Ches was saying, even though I crushed it, it's by pre-aids. But what are we talking about on Aflam Ches? It was katash kitzas. So the Truma Sadesh, and this is getting closer to our halacha, the Truma Sadesh in Simon Chavetz. Now, Truma Sadesh wrote in the Sefer, the first part of the Sefer, Shiloh Chubis, where the Truma Sadesh himself, the Shach and other Achrayim bring down that the Truma Sadesh himself wrote the Shilohs. He wanted to have a Shiloh Chubis Sefer. So when you have Chubis, I guess he could write the Shilohs. So he wrote the Shilohs. So you could be a Medayik in the Shilohs. It's not like someone sending him a letter, which could have been Talmud Chacham or not. But in the Shiloh already, you can learn the Shilohs. Right? Shelas Chacham Chatzi Chubis. So he asked the question. He's talking about over there a jam. You have a jam or a jelly, which is you take these fruits, you cook it up, put some sugar in, you cook it up until it turns into a jam or a jelly. It's called latvirga. It turned into a jelly. And the description of it is that you cooked it until the point that it was achehin nimoichin legamri. It melted completely. It got melted completely. And now the question is, so what bracha do you make on this jam or jelly? So the Truma Sadesh says, I would have said Barakruyates. However, if you medayik in Rashi, the Rashi that we just mentioned before, if you make a diyik in Rashi, Rashi seems to say Kotosh Kitzas. That the din of the Gemara Trima, where I'm mashing those the din of Trima, where I'm mashing the Tamar, is only because you were Kotosh Kitzas. So he says that it's mashma for Rashi, that there'll be a difference if I crush the fruit or the vegetable Kitzas, that then it will remain with the same bracha. As opposed to if I was merasik it, if I blend it up, or I pulverized it, I did something, I changed the whole thing of it, I mashed it in a way that it's rusik, it's crushed, mashed, then it's going to lose its bracha. That's the deek he makes in Rashi. But then he says something else. He adds to that. He says, but there's a halacha, which we will come to, that this besamim, if you shake it besamim, if you grind besamim, whatever the type of besamim is, and you eat it, so he says, dorchayu bahachi lichtas lishchay kol besamim, meaning that even when it's merusik, even when it's merusik, it depends. It's like this. There's one difference first. How much did you crush? Is it ketzas? Or is it merusik, legamre, completely merusik? And even if it's merusik, legamre, it would depend if it's orchayo bahachi. Is it the normal way to do this? Is it normal for this to be eaten merusik? If it's darka, to be taught there constantly, that's how you eat it. And this is the fruit. The fruit is the son of which is merusik. So that's the next site that we have over here. The site of the Trumas Hadesh, the Yeshlaim, that Tam Shundor Chayvach in Lichta Yishvilish Chaykov Samim, Yishvach Kashim in Kaimi Nimel Sayle. Even when I crush it, but since it's the Orchid, the Derech to do this, it remains with its bracha. Let's go a step further. The Marik. Marik in Simimem Gimel. He's talking about over there we have grapes. And I cooked until turned thick. He cooked until turned thick. See, he said he calls it kompot, right? Dessert. He's making it a dessert. Kompot. So he says over there, a lashon, which is important, says, he's comparing it to a case of a goysim, and he says, Shari ha egois nikr b'mahusi v'taru, avo b'zesh in alav shum tayar anavim, right, the baruch of shahar. What is tayar? What does tayar mean? What does tayar mean? What he's saying over here is that if I cooked it to the extent where it loses its texture, it loses its feel, its consistency, the consistency of it, or the texture of it, how it feels, it loses it completely, then that's going to go down to the shahar. So I just threw out a lot of different points. Let's put it together through the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll get to some practical examples. The Shulchan Aruch is designed starts off as follows: Tamarim shemiachal miyad. So I took tamarim and I mushed it with my hand. The awesome man Isa made a dough out of it. I took out the pits from them. Now I have mushed tamarim. Afilu hachi when shtana birchasa. It remains with the same bracha. You make a bayit priyates. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting word for word the Rambam. He's quoting a Rambam. Says the Beis Yosef, this Rambam argues with Rashi. Rashi that we quoted before made a chilek between if it's katash kitzas, if I just broke it down into small pieces. Or if I was merasik it, then Rashi said it loses its bracha. As opposed to the sheet over here of the Rambam, Rambam seems to say that even if I was merasik it, I mushed it up into a isa, it's merusik, still it's regular bracha. Has he learned the sugyas over there if he holds that even if it's merusik the gamri, he says he has a right to it. Basically, he says from the sugya of trima. That's the case over there. Tamarim that they were made into a isa seems to be like the Rambam. Says the case of kimcha dechiti shulchan aruch rabba. Ben Reish Beis explains that it's kimcha dechiti was changed, in other words, because that's iluya achrina. In other words, the Rambam just looks at the fact that it, could this be brought to a better stage or not? That's what the Rambam looks at. So we have here Machlekes, Rambam and Rashi. Point to Rambam, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch is paskin. If I crush it, it doesn't make a difference how much I crush it. It's always going to remain with the same bracha, unless it can be brought to a better stage, like flour can be brought to bread. Otherwise, it's going to remain with the same bracha. Now says the Rambam. Let's listen to Rambam. Hagav ulufizeh kua dimbalat verit hanikra favila. Favila is jam, jelly. So the Rambam says, according to the Rambam, that it doesn't make a difference how much I crushed it or how much I changed it. So even if I make jelly out of it, where the whole texture, right? Take apricot jelly. Look at that, or strawberry jelly. There's no shaykhs to apricot. You would never know that that's even an apricot, if not that it says an apricot. And sometimes it's not even not apricot. It's a mixture of some other things. It just says apricot. But it's you would never know the difference. It's totally different. Says the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, I don't care how much it changed, the texture changed, the feel changed. It doesn't make a difference. The consistency changed. According to the Rambam, Ufizet, it's still the same bracha by creates. The Yesh Aymim, the Baruch Alem Shakal. Now, who's the Shita of Yesh Aymim, the Baruch Alem Shakal? The Shum Sedeshin that made the Deacon Rashi, that there's a difference between Kadosh Kitzas, or if it was totally merosin. So according to Rashi, the din would be shakal. So now, what's the psak of the Ramah? V'tayv lachush l'chatchila l'farach shakal. It's tayv v'chosh l'chatchila to make the rach shakal. Aval im berach bar preet yotza. Kikei nir efter. But if you did say bar preet, then you yotza. So how's the Ramah passing over here? So it sounds like from the Ramah that what he's saying is he came near Ikka, meaning he really holds like the Rambam. That's what it sounds like. He came near Ikka, that really should make a bar creates like the Rambam. However, toy lachosh for the sheet of Rashi, and therefore may, and therefore say a shahak. Say a shahak. Now, let me answer you a question. If let's say we were passing like Rashi, and I made a bari kriyat, what would the din be? According to Rashi, that when it's merusik, it's bravach is shakal. If I made a bari kriyat, what would the din be? So the Chai Adam says, even according to Rashi, if you ended up making a bari kriyat, it's similar to like what we once spoke out from Simreish Bab, that even though it's the shtana, the bracha changes, but if you didn't make the bar create to yaitza. So Rishlam Zalman says as follows, says it's the doing from this Ramah, then you're not yaitza. Says from the Ramah is the doing, then you're not yaitza. Because what does Ramah say? Ramah says, Taib lachosh to make a shakal, but if you made an eight to yaitza, because I really hold like the Ramah, it's mashma. But if I held like Rashi, that would be the wrong bracha. And that's why I'm telling you to make a shakal. But then Rishlam Zalman says no. He says no. Avadil Chayadim is right that according to Rashi, you make bari kriyat. He's just telling you the emes. The emes is, I hold like the Rambam. The Ikra didn't hold like the Rambam. Okay. Now, take a look at Simon Reish Ches. Turn to Reish Ches for a moment. Simon Reish Ches, Siv Ches. Over here, it's talking about the case of the Chita, Reish Ches Simches. It says, I'll pass Doichen. Doichen is the type of kidney. So you took this kidney, this Doichen, you ground it into a powder, you made a bread out of it. So the Mechaba says, you make a shah. Says Ramah, Hago, Ha'isit Tavshal Mishar Mine Kidneyos. You make a Tavshal, a cooked product from Kidneyos. And Mishar Shleimim V'toivim, V'gushalim. If they're still whole and good, and they taste good when you cook them, then you make a bari priyadam. The im nisma'ach uligamri. Or if I took these kidneys and then as nisma'ach, it got melted. So over here he says, there was nisma'ach, you make a shakal. Make a shakal. The smachuligami is a shakal over here. The Mishmur says, "Lam ches smachuligami." Hayda davka she'asa tavshu mekemchak kidney. She ain't derech chilas to the kaddish. Hashemir was in the cream and nuka. So it's not the derech to eat it like this. But if I was the smachu yami, it's not the derech to eat it like this, so then it will be shahar. The Sharetzini talks about the chayodim that we just mentioned, and let's say you did say your eight if you ate or not. But over here we see an example where it's not the derech to eat it this way, so therefore it will be shahar. So let's go back to our halacha over here, Reish Beis. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat the Membeit, the Yesh and Rabakalem Shakal, on the Ramah that says to make Shakal, says, Bezen Nechliko Achrayim, Yesh Nehem Shasayvim Da Yesh Arim Lai Palikim Afavidla. There are those that learn that the Yesh Arim is only arguing on the case of Favidla, where it was the Srasik Ligamre, the Lai Nikat Surasakal. The Yesh Mem Seifrim, the Yesh Ayim Paligama Dina Mechaber. Now those that hold, that the Yesh Ayim's argue, also in the case of the Mechaber. The Chim in the Strasku, the Gamri, the Bar Shakal. Latine in Afka Minim is there, because we're always going to make a Shakal. We always make a Shakal whenever it was the Strasku, the Gamri, unless it's the Orche, it's the Derech to eat it this way. So I want to ask you, let's say you have applesauce. We talked about some practical examples. Applesauce. Applesauce is made. They take apples, they cook the apples until it falls apart. Whether they cook it with some other things, sometimes they etch it, other ones should be. They don't etch it, but it manage falls apart into a very loose texture. From being an apple, now it's a texture which is much looser. You can drink it. It's liquidy, like. So, over here, my applesauce, the chayra, it would mamish fall into, that's mamish merusik legamre. In Hebrew, it's actually called resik. It's merusik. So, it would be a machlekes over here. From our halacha, we'll come out of machlekes, which halacha l'maisim, Mishmur says, no, not for me, just make a shakal. So, on applesauce, you'll make a shakal. If I have a potato kugel, what brachti do you make a potato kugel? So now, if it's katush kitzas, right, so you have two types of potato kugels. The potato kugels, right, there's two pieces, there's one there, one makes strips, like stringy pieces. Then there are those that blend it up into a, it's like a powder, it's like a mush. So if it's the stringy one, so then still pieces of potatoes over here, so then that'll be a hadama. But if it's a, if it turned into a mush, so then that would be shakal. And if you take a look in the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it says, if you take katofel, you take potatoes, and you tochan, you grind it with the ribeyes, the grater, shakal, or kremzlach, which is pieces of potatoes, or you mash the potato, right? You mash the potato with a fork, you mash, that's adam. Mash potatoes adam. Why? Because when you take a potato and you mash it, it's the same potato, just instead of being like this, now it's mashed. Same texture, just mashed. Right? So again, so a mashed potato is going to be a dump. Because then you didn't change the texture, you didn't change it. It's just the same potato, just mashed. So I want to ask you about Pringles. Pringles. What brach do you make of Pringles? So the way they make Pringles is, let's start before Pringles, potato chips. Potato chips, what bracha you make? You make it by Pri Adama. Because it's the potato fried. If you look close at it, you see, this is a slice of potato. It wasn't merusik, it was cut into thin slices, and then it was fried. This is a potato. So potato chips, you make Adama. What Pringles is what? Pringles is they took the potatoes, they dehydrated it, they ground it up into a powder, and then they made out of them better Pringles. So the chayra, it's merusik legamre, which should be hadama. And that's what they quote. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The chayra is merusik legamre, it should be shakal. And that's what they quote. Rabbi Shah wrote that it should be shakal. Rabbi Shah wrote a tshuva that it should be shakal, because it's merusik legamre. From Shlem Zalman, they quote that it's by Pri Adama. And it always bothered me why Rosh Hashanah said there should be a hadama. It's a roasted garment. But someone today actually sent me a email that he got from the OU. He was asking a different question, but it came up about Pringles also in this thing. And he quotes here from Rebelsky, and it changes the whole idea. It brings us to another discussion also. He says over here as follows, that Rav Moshe, the story goes that Rav Moshe, this is not written here, but this I heard once, the story goes that Rav Moshe was asked about Pringles. And they told him, "Hey, you know Pringles?" He said, "Chaka." A few days later, they brought him for lunch mashed potatoes. And he asked, what is this name? So they told him that it was instant mashed potatoes. So they took the powder, and they mixed it with water, and they made potatoes. And he said, "Adama." So they said, "One second. He told us a few days ago that Pringles the shakal." So he said he didn't realize that after it's rustic legatory, it could come back to looking like a potato. So it's an interesting question here. Interesting question. I took the potato as morastic legatory. At this stage of morastic legatory, it's taka shakal. Been working with the rules that we have a shakal. But what's the din? I buy the traditional, what's it called, the mashed potatoes. It's a powder, and I add water to it, and now it's a potato. What brought the time made by it? Did it lose its vipri adama because it was a powder? Or now that it looks like mashed potatoes, it's back to adama. So Ramesh said, it goes back to adama because it looks like a potato. So then he changed his psak on the Pringles. He said, "Pringles, it's adama also, because if you look at it, it looks like a potato." That's what they caught here also. They said, they checked it out with Reuven, Bluth, and they confirmed hearing this change of psak from Moshe's Netzal as well. Therefore, Pringles, though they are made from reconstituted potatoes, would be the same as though they were made from fresh mashed potatoes, and the proper bracha will be adama. So, and Lechaira, I didn't see this chat of Rav Shlomo Zalman, but Lechaira would be the same chat as Rav Shlomo Zalman. The stomach had the same cheshmet. However, like it points out here, if Pesach, there's many cakes and cookies made from potato starch, that's going to be shakal. Because then, when you take the potato starch and make a cookie out of it, it doesn't look like a potato. So you're using rustic legame, and that remains a shakal. So products that are made from potato starch will be shakal. But if you bring it back to that stage, it's going to come back to the bracha. That's what comes out here. So we have here, we discussed applesauce, different types of potato cocoas, potato chips, mashed potatoes, Pringles. What would you say by peanut butter? Peanut butter. Someone wants to take a spoonful of peanut butter and eat it. It's a treat. So if there's pieces of peanuts in it, the pieces of peanuts in it, so then the fire goes to the halacha that if you make a adama on the peanut, it patters the peanut butter that comes with it. That will patter the rest. But what about smooth peanut butter, where there's no pieces of peanuts in it? L'chaira, it should be. Shvishakal, it's merusik legamri. Shvishakal. However, in the same bracha of Rav Badner, he brings down over there, I don't remember who he brings down, Moshe, brings down a svara that since right he says he looked into it, says ripe peanuts are planted for peanut butter. I think it says Rav Moshe. Not sure. Says ripe peanuts are planted for peanut butter. Therefore, it has the svara of, like we saw before, ripe natilachi. Or look at the Mishmur and Sifkat and Memdalit. Mishmur and Sifkat and Memdalit says v'im ripe derech achilas oisim peiros why they resook. This is the side of that we saw from one of the Achrayim here. If Raiv, the Mishmas is Raiv, the transgression said Derech, he says Raiv. Raiv Derech Achilas Aisa Paris Zayi. They Riso, Av Mechatkilo Mevarach Bracha Haruoyim. So therefore he said, even smooth peen butter will be Hadam. However, Hashem Rav Shlomo Zalman held a shock. Why? Because he held that even if it's true that ripe peanuts are planted for peanut butter, but you're not a hinder from eating peanut butter alone. The ikar not is from eating peanuts. You use peanut butter for other things. So therefore, even though you have a svar of ripe is planted for this, but not ripe derech achilasa, that's what he held. So it's machleik is what Rachi make on smooth peanut butter inside to eat. And as you hear the machlekes, the Mishmur says in Roiv Derech Achilas Oisim Peiris Hu Aydei Risov, then you make the bracha ru'uyu. But what does that mean? Roiv are planted for this, or Roiv Derech Achilas for this? So Shlomo Zalman is saying, even though Roiv is planted for this, but it's not Roiv Derech Achilas for this. So therefore, now what bracha you make of popcorn? Popcorn is a corn, it's corn, and it's blown up. So Rav Moshe held that it's called Toya Nikar. The tzura of it is still nikar. If you look closely at it, you see that the kernel is just blown out. That is called Toya Nikar. Rav Moshe said more than that. He said, since it wasn't ground into pieces, it's the same corn just blown up, even though it may not look exactly like a corn, but it wasn't cut up into pieces, it remains as bracha bar priya adama. Therefore, babka is bar priya adama. So if you look at cornflakes, it's got the companies, but there's two types of cornflakes. And one cornflake is, which one? They grind it into a powder and then they make the cornflakes out of it. That would be shahakal. But then you'll see the other cornflakes are hard. When you eat it, it's harder because it's really the corn itself dried out in a way that they didn't change it. According to Svara, that complex will be Adama. So one company will be Adama, one company is Shakal. You have to look at the figure it out. But that's the sugya over here that we learned. In Yetz Hashem, next week, we'll go into the sugya of fruit juices and understand why the minig is shahakal and not by jewels.